This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program, white people.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing our daughter home to us and watching over her while she's been out whoring with the devil's children and protecting her and keeping her from harm and keeping her from sexually transmitted diseases. Through Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Dry humping, necking, wet humping, wheelbarrowing, the old 1-2, the old 1-2-3. The old 1-2-3-4. The Bavarian pretzel. Denver omelets. The double double. Double down. The triple double. The double dip. The daily double. Saltwater caffeine.
And now.
What's amazing how quickly this became more horrible than anything I could have imagined.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, 7th of March.
Do I want to try saltwater caffeine or no?
I'd start slow with like the Bavarian pretzel.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You do, Bean.
Is this something I can build up to?
I think in time, sure, yeah. If you stretch.
Am I too old to get started?
No. Never.
Oh. Mm-mm. Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Just work into it, though. Don't really jump into it both feet.
All right. I've got some new...
Ew.
I didn't know you used your feet.
I mean, I bet it is.
Maybe we have a different understanding of how that works, but okay. Hey, it's Wednesday, you guys.
Right.
How is it only Wednesday?
That's a great question.
Seriously.
It's a great question.
You guys.
Right. Every day,
slowest week ever?
Every day, Chip and I connect up the equipment, and she says, how you doing? And every day I say, just happy it's Friday.
This, this takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
When you...
What happened?
Told us about your dream. Well, every day when Chip, hooks up the connection.
Right.
And then it's very rarely Friday, though. I always... You know, try to will it into being Friday, but it rarely succeeds.
I miss the good times before Bean's dream.
I know.
Me too.
Remember?
Look.
Can you imagine what's going on in that little noggin, though?
I didn't want to tell you guys. You kind of insisted.
Real damage there.
You kind of forced me into telling you. I didn't want to. Right?
I mean, technically, yes.
Hey, let's do a little how does the story end, shall we?
How does the story end, my friend? How does the story end?
You may have already seen this on the news, but if not, maybe you can take a stab at how this story ends. A young man named Stephen Crocker lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and he had his heart broken last year when his girlfriend split up with him.
Very few details. Not yet.
Okay. Very few details on the relationship. I don't know the specifics of what went wrong, how long they were together, anything like that. But Mr. Crocker was especially sad because he had already planned his proposal to his girlfriend. She's a big Harry Potter fan, so I had this big thing all planned out at Universal Studios, all paid for and everything. So he had an idea in mind that he was going to have a Harry Potter-themed proposal and had already bought the engagement ring. He went to K Jewelers. He was carrying it around with him. He bought a size 3.5 ring. Allie, is that...
That's a child.
Tiny? Yeah. It's tiny, right? That's what I thought, yeah. White gold, 0.5 carat. Pretty ring. Cost him $1,700.
Okay.
But his soon-to-be fiance broke up with him, and he was devastated.
How does the story
In fact, he was so sad, his mother took the ring away from him over the holidays because she knew it would be too hard for him to look at.
Oof.
My question for the room is...
How does the story end?
What did he decide to do with the ring? He took the ring back last week and came up with what plan to do with the engagement ring that he will not be giving to his girlfriend.
Okay, you said he took the ring back.
Right, his mom had it. His mom took it away over the holidays because she was knew it'd be hard for him to look at it.
Huh.
Butthole piercing?
Ah, butthole piercing.
How does this story end?
Is that way he would carry it around with him forever but never have to see it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Okay. By Beans saying carry it around forever and never have to see it, I feel like that plays into what he did.
It's a hint.
Yeah. That was a little...
If I can give you another hint,
deduction. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Okay, all right.
I was just describing...
Before I launched into See, I'm a Reporter, and I pick up on these things.
Right. I was just describing why Kevin's idea made sense. The butthole piercing kind of made sense. But no, that is not what he did.
I do think that he made it into another piece of jewelry and gave it to his mother.
Oh, that's not creepy at all to give your mom an engagement ring.
Well, if you made it into a no, I just mean make it into a necklace and give it to your mom.
So he married his mother, is what you're saying.
Marry, no.
All right.
Okay.
Chip?
I was going to guess maybe donate it, but that's not funny or anything.
Hmm. Yeah, and it didn't happen.
Is it funny? Is the answer funny?
Does it have to do with Harry Potter?
No and no. I'll tell you.
Okay.
He sat around a lot listening to sad music and crying. It was the anniversary of them meeting. He said he tried to sell the ring, but he got offered very disappointing value. He didn't want to take because it's not about the money, it's about the love. In other words, he wanted to sell the ring, but he couldn't get anywhere near the $1,700 that he had already paid for it. So he said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lose money on this deal. I'd rather this ring be used for somebody for love. So he has decided to give the ring away by having a contest where couples or grooms can send him a short video telling their story of why they want the ring. Hmm. And he plans to, he and his friends are going to sit down and watch all the videos and give the ring away so that another happy couple can enjoy it. Giving it to a couple that will appreciate it, I figure it's going to make me feel a lot better, he says. He's getting all sorts of feel-good messages coming his way, and he's very excited about handing the ring over to somebody else.
Genius.
Right?
Genius. It's, because
he's
now
so going to get laid.
Yeah, all the girls are going to go, wow, look at what that guy's doing.
Brilliant.
That's genius.
It's not the fanciest ring in the world, Mr. Crocker says, but it could potentially make someone very happy for the rest of their life. This is more about hope than loss, and seeing their romantic stories gives me hope again, too.
Okay.
So how about that?
I mean, that's great news.
I mean, it's not a butthole piercing, but it's it's how the story ends.
It's second best.
That's how the story ends.
And we don't know how they're going to use the ring.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Could still end up that way. Good point.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I just want to say up front, this is a total waste of time.
World Star Wednesday on the program today. We've got a March fatness update for you.
And do we ever.
This is Muggs and Dave the King of Mexico trying to lose weight in the month of March.
And Muggs is so magnanimous, he's trying to give Dave, it seems like, 3 weeks head start on this weight loss challenge.
He's a giver.
Muggs is fascinating.
Did you see what they posted last night?
I didn't, no.
Yeah.
Muggs posted, was it a pint or bigger of ice cream?
It might have been a quart.
Might have been a quart saying, about to eat this. And then Dave said,
I can respect that.
Dave said, this is what I'm eating. And it was broccoli, carrots, and chicken.
Can we just call it into it today?
It's done. Okay. Muggs, what are you doing, man?
Wow.
Muggs is so good at losing weight that he doesn't even need to start until the 25th.
But he knows we weighed them a couple days ago. We're not weighing them, like, in a week and saying start here.
Right.
Why is he carbo-loading?
Can't figure it
out. Maybe he doesn't understand the contest.
He's got a strategy that we are just not smart enough to understand.
Oh, you meant lose weight.
That's what he's going to say.
As he's dancing to Britney.
I misunderstood. Yeah. Psycho Body as well today. We have a... Muggs is going to be on location in the Kevin and Bean van. Kevin and Bean janky van. He's going to be on location, and that's how we're going to give away April Foolishness tickets.
Oh, cool.
And I think we can say, we did a Twitter poll on where we should send him, and we can say where he's going, what city he's going to, right? He's going to be in Anaheim this morning.
Yes.
Muggs is bringing the janky Kevin and Bean van, hashtag KevDog, down to Anaheim with April Foolishness tickets, and it'll be as easy as stopping by and registering to win, and then we'll give away a pair to somebody down there.
Nice.
How about that? Plus, our friend Adam Carolla on the program today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
It's Wednesday morning now. Allie, what's happening?
I've been keeping you guys on top of this whole lottery situation.
Yes.
Tonight's drawing of the Powerball lottery, valued at $348 million. That's $207 million cash value.
I mean, I'd take it.
I'd take it as well. However, the Mega Millions lottery is creeping up as well. No winner in that drawing last night. So Friday night's Mega Millions, valued at $290 million. That's $172 million cash value. You guys, there's so much lottery happening right now.
Why are you keeping us up to date with this lottery that you seem so excited about, yet still refuse to put down your $2 for a ticket?
Have you not bought a ticket yet?
No. Technically, no.
Okay.
Have I thought about when I'll buy a ticket? Uh-huh. Yes. So what I'll buy when I win? Absolutely.
So are you planning on, are you going to follow through and buy it?
I hope to get around to it.
Okay, all right.
Is it not high enough yet? Are you waiting for 400?
It is high enough. Just.
She's got a lot to
do.
Yeah.
You got to find out where they sell them. That's hard.
They probably sell them at
any 7-Eleven.
800 places within a mile of your house.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll look into it then.
You can pull into whatever parking lot you happen to be next to, and they'll be selling tickets.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But for real.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. You guys, I'm going to get a ticket today.
All right.
So see you, suckers. That's what I'm saying. Remember the Fyre Festival? That big music festival that was supposed to happen in the Bahamas, and then people got down there for their luxury tents, and nothing was done. It was just muddy and gross, and they were served cold cheese sandwiches. Mm-hmm. There were no bathrooms. It was all basically the biggest scam ever.
That isn't good for you.
Well,
and that was the one that Blink-182 and a lot of acts have been paid a lot of money to come to, and half of them never even went,
They pulled out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody pulled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the con artist who put together the festival could be going to prison for a very long time. Billy McFarlane had originally pled not guilty in October of last year, but he was arrested in June following the FBI's investigation of the non-existent music event. But this week, he copped to two counts of wire fraud. Each count could lead to 20 years behind bars.
Wow. The FBI!
Yeah. But I think Billy comes from a big trust fund family.
Really?
And we'll see what happens. But I'm going to say not much will happen, old Billy McFarlane. But what a scumbag.
Yeah.
What an absolute scum. I don't like it.
I don't either.
Something I do like. The movie Black Panther is now the 9th highest grossing movie ever in North America. And that's in 18 days, you guys. It's insane. It passed the $506 million mark and moved past Beauty and the Beast. And if it picks up another $26 million at the box office, it's going to pass Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, to take over the 8th slot as well. And I think $26 million, you say that's a ton. Could they do it? But I think last weekend it was like $65 million. Even with A Wrinkle in Time coming out this weekend, I still think those are going to be the two biggest movies.
I haven't seen it yet. It is worth it. It's worth all the hype.
Absolutely.
It's great.
You going to see A Wrinkle in Time?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
I think it looks awful.
Oh, what?
Every time I see a trailer for that movie, I think how terrible it looks.
It's upside down world.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not with that guy of how terrible it looks. I just am. It looks good, but it's not my movie.
Oh, you guys are from hell.
That's all.
Maybe if I knew what it was about, I could get
it's
past
about
it.
It's about A Wrinkle in Time.
One of the best books ever. What?
If I knew more about, I'm never going to go see it. But if I knew more about it, I might not mock it so much by how ridiculous the costumes look in the commercials. So, I mean, it really does look like a 7th grade play.
Oh my God.
The makeup and the costumes and everything they're wearing, it just looks.
Allie, come back.
No.
Hey, what?
No.
Hey, Allie, we're just having a conversation.
Hey, we just lost her. Should I know, Kevin, you're the book reader of the show.
Yeah, I sure am.
Should I know A Wrinkle in Time? Is it a book I should be more aware
of
than I am?
It's a classic.
Is it? What's it about?
It's about time.
And
what happens at that time?
Did Allie just talk on the... Yeah. We're still talking about A Wrinkle in Time, Allie.
And that's what's happening.
Oh, she's done. All right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Here's what I know about WorldStarHipHop.com. It's Mike's favorite website in the world, yet he is unable to access it at work.
That's true.
That is true.
It is blocked at K-Rock.
It turns out most of my favorite websites are blocked by my place of business.
God.
Yeah.
They have a pretty severe content restriction on us at work, by the way.
Yeah, it's. I mean, of course, it sounds like we're bitching and moaning, but it is a little bit overly strict. I mean, for instance, when Doug Benson was here last week, I wanted to research different strands of weed. Nah.
Really? Can't,
no strand of weed allowed for you at work.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, I understand that for most employees at most jobs, but that's where we live on those sites.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so you put this together at home, Mike. It's time for another edition of World Star Wednesday.
You got it.
World Star Wednesday. On hump day,
yeah!
Everybody scream, hip, hip, hooray! World Star Wednesday, everybody's crazy.
Yeah!
Let's see what we have for you today.
World Star!
I know that every American, no matter how thin they are, has some interest in weight loss. And some people are really willing to go the extra mile. They're willing to do whatever it takes to lose weight.
Okay.
This lady, I can't believe this is real. She adopted a weight loss technique that I do not recommend.
I've always struggled with my weight. I remember being in high school and looking at all the girls, and I always wanted to have the body that they had. I felt like I would just do anything to try to get skinny. I asked a friend in high school, hey, like, what is a drug that's going to help me get skinny? And I remember them saying meth. And immediately I was just like, okay, I'm going to try it. For about 2.5 years, I was basically taking it every single day, several times a day. I wouldn't get any sleep. I wasn't eating. I was just doing it for the results.
Yeah, don't do that.
But your house gets so clean, you guys.
Spotless house.
Don't do that.
She removed her leg because there was bugs in it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. I thought to lose weight.
Turns out she actually, you know, she got clean and stuff, and it's this story of redemption. But wow, meth.
World Star Wednesday, everybody's crazy.
A lot of poo-pooing going on, but how effective was it as a weight loss drug? How did she end up looking?
Incredibly effective. Incredibly effective. She lost a lot of weight.
Fantastic.
Every once in a while, you come across a story where you realize you're in the wrong line of business.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe what's going on in Northern California when it comes to weed and weed cultivation, but listen to the type of Skrilla scratch paper money that people are making now that recreational weed is legal in California.
We're trimming ganja, pot, weed, cannabis.
The very best flowers are always going to be trimmed by hand. The machine beats up the bud. It knocks all the keef off it, you know, a lot of the resins. It beats up the trichomes. High-end bud isn't really sold with trim machines. So you want to get all the big leaf off the flower stuff so it shows in a beautiful way.
Why do we trim? It's obviously financially motivation.
Really slow trimmers can make as little as $100 a day. An incredible trimmer can make $500 a day.
What? $500 a day?
Now, most of these people are migrant farm workers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
The $1.2 million you're making from sitting at a table.
Wow. I got to move to Humboldt.
Right?
Yes.
Come on. World Star.
World Star Wednesday. Everybody's crazy.
Some criminals, I think, are so good at their job, we got to give them a pass.
Okay.
As if it's a nonviolent crime, you got to step back. And I believe even the police in this situation stepped and went, you know what? You're pretty damn effective. And I got to tip my cap to you before I send you to jail. Listen to this.
Police arrest a woman believed to be the pajama-wearing robber at least 6 bank robberies in the Salt Lake City area. 40-year-old Nanette Perkins was arrested at her home. It's unclear how much cash she managed to steal, but we do know that she pulled off the 6 separate heists in just 90 minutes.
Wow.
What?
Whoa!
90 minutes!
Wait, I'm
6
sorry.
Bank robberies!
6 banks in 90 minutes?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
In her pajamas. She was red. She was comfortable.
So
she had
comfy.
To keep moving. Right?
Yes. One of the banks happened to be able to pull surveillance video that was clear enough that they someone identified her.
Uh-huh.
But she robbed 6 banks in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We cannot do a post-show meeting in 90 minutes.
World Star Wednesday. Everybody's crazy.
World Star!
I love things found in the body, and oftentimes it's the anal cavity. This time it is not.
Okay.
I am so happy that I have 20/20 vision. Listen to this.
Woman has 27 freaking contact lenses lodged in her eye. A UK woman who went in for what was supposed to be a simple surgery instead had a stack of contacts retrieved from her eye in a bizarre medical case that'll have contact lens wearers the world over reaching for their glasses. Doctors were about to perform a routine cataract surgery on the 67-year-old patient when they noticed a bluish mass in her eye, which turned out to be a clump of 17 contact lenses. They re-examined the eye and found 10 more, bringing the grand total to 27, which has got to be some kind of a record.
Oh, what's with this news guy?
Which has got to be a record, am I right, people?
World Star Wednesday, everybody's crazy.
World Star!
There's only... go ahead.
You take the last, the old one out before you put the new one in, guys, for folks who are unclear on how contact lenses work. Also, don't take meth. Back to you.
Yes, not meth for weight loss bad. Take out your contacts when you put new ones
in. Wear PJs when you rob a bank.
Correct.
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad we're collecting these messages.
Yeah.
I understand that some people can be disruptive to other passengers on a plane, and airlines have to do what you got to do. But to me, this just hurts me in the cockles of my heart. Deep down, this hurts.
The woman who was reportedly kicked off a plane because she showed too much cleavage is speaking out.
They mentioned that my body was too exposed, and it was obvious that it was my breast. She said, you need to cover up.
Maybe Spirit Airlines should consider changing their name to Mean Spirited Airlines.
Boom!
That's what you pay attorneys for, smarmy lines like that.
World Star Wednesday, everybody's crazy.
World Star!
Every once in a while, you come across a lady that you say, I'm just so... happy that I don't mess with her.
Okay.
And people can talk tough and they can pretend like they do not give an F. This lady really is so gangster, and you just got to ask her boyfriend how badass she is.
Police say a woman shot her boyfriend, and it may have something to do with a cold taco. They were at that taco truck right there off the North Freeway. She complained the taco was cold. The worker refused to reheat it. Police say at some point she pulled out a gun. And her boyfriend asked her to calm down, and he was the one who was shot. Police don't know whether it was an accident or if she meant to shoot him, but he did survive the shooting.
Holy crap.
Now let's recap. She's upset about the cold taco.
Right.
Starts yelling at the people who made her cold taco.
Right.
Boyfriend steps in and says, hey, honey, really, let's not get too upset. She shoots him.
I mean.
Wow.
No nonsense.
It's effective.
Oh, yeah.
You can bet. Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
You can guarantee one thing. That guy never opened his mouth once more in that entire relationship. He's just mums the word about anything. She can do anything she wants. He's like, you know what? Better keep my mouth shaking. Bitch might shoot me. World Star.
World Star Wednesday. Everybody's crazy.
World Star.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Lightning is a name many K-Rock listeners have heard throughout the years. He came to work here about a year and a half after we did, and he started on our show, I think, as an intern, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir.
Then he graduated to being a phone screener, and then he was the stunt boy for a number of years. And then, eventually, he became the producer of the show for a long time.
Everybody
then he left.
Say hey! Oh! Everybody scream!
Then at some point he left our show but continued on at K-Rock doing lots of great work behind the scenes with K-Rock.com, working in the digital department, doing a lot of jobs. He's the guy who does the AIS commercials that you hear. Well, he recently announced that he was going to be getting out of the broadcasting business and going back to his first love, which is automotive industry. He's got a great job working with car parts, which he's very happy about. And I guess the theme of last week's B-Team podcast, Kevin, was kind of a tribute and farewell to our man Lightning.
Yeah, he was announcing that he was leaving, and he asked Bean and I to be a part of it, and we were. And here's the first announcement.
Yes, I am departing the world-famous K-Rock. I was given a wonderful opportunity to join a great company, and I'm doing so. I'm moving on. Ain't no more K-Rock for Lightning.
I quit this bitch.
That's kind of a bummer. How long have you been here?
I have been with K-Rock since June of 1991.
Holy crap.
27 years. Mother
I am very sad to hear this news.
I'm happy about it. I have to be honest. You've worn on me.
Yeah.
What a I'm really getting tired of it.
I know.
No, I agree with Bean. It's a bummer.
It's a super bummer because you are part of the fabric of K-Rock, part of what makes K-Rock and has made K-Rock for over a quarter century something special. And you have lived and breathed this radio station, and I don't think I can think of anyone who has worked harder over those years than you have, Lightning, or contributed less.
Now, wait a minute. That was an insult. That's what you did there?
We tried to do a lot of stuff with him, and unfortunately, in the 90s, he was our producer and whipping boy, both at the same time.
Yeah.
And Dave, see how lucky you have it, by the way, that we don't make you do the types of things we made Lightning
Jesus
do back in the day?
Jesus Christ. Yep. My God.
Like the meat suit.
Lightning, have you talked about, you were our stunt boy, right, for a while on the show. Have you talked about some of the things that we made you do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually quite a few. So the reason.
You talked about the meat suit?
I don't know that we talked about the meat suit.
No, because that got shut down by lawyers.
Yeah. Right, but it's something we tried to do. Dave, do you know about this?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it was going to be running with the bulls, but we couldn't organize that, so it was going to be running with the pit bulls. And the guys were going to send me out to the Hollywood Equestrian Center, I think at Burbank, in a meat suit. So this is way pre
you know those,
Lady Gaga.
Those, yeah. Like chain link.
Yeah, yeah.
Body coverings. We were going to put meat on the outside of it, and he would run with the pit bulls.
Yes. So
and
we,
for some reason, the lawyers thought that was a bad idea.
No, aww. No. You know what it was? It wasn't the lawyers.
Oh,
it was PETA. PETA shut us
down.
That's
right. They were afraid that we would traumatize the pit bulls.
Correct.
What? Yes. What? By offering them free steaks, by the way, which is all we were doing.
Yes.
All they had to do was self-serve.
And I recall that it was not a single call about me. It was all about how the dogs are going to traumatize it. I was like, I'm going to die.
No, the terminology at the time was worrying the dog.
Yes, worrying the dogs.
That was what they said. Right.
Can we do it today?
I mean, prefer not.
Let's do it today. You're not being an employee.
You're not an employee.
We can totally do it.
Yeah.
Meat suit.
Why am I chanting meat suit? Right.
Allie, that's the type of thing we used to make Lightning do.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He didn't love all of it.
No.
There was a time in the B-Team podcast, which you can get where you get the Kevin and Bean podcast, where we had to talk about our relationships with each other and who we loved and who we hated and why.
I love everyone here. I love the air staff. I love you guys in this room. I mean, I know that...
Who do you love the least?
Sounds... Who I love the least? I toggle between you and Bean.
Do you?
But like,
who's ahead most of the time? Me?
You guys... No, Bean.
Okay, good.
Bean. You took me to Vegas like a couple dozen times.
Yeah.
You paid for everything and we had an amazing time.
Yeah.
And Bean bought me like pancakes.
So it comes down to cash.
I mean, yeah,
that's Lightning. That's Lightning. It comes down
that's
to cash.
Perfect Lightning right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm his favorite because I spent more money on him.
No. Look, I can't compete with your deep pockets,
what's
Kevin.
Happening?
You guys were both my abusive brothers. Like I had
you
never
said that several times,
and
but...
it's real. I know that you like. I have to get
in
that
humor.
Out. Like, it's not in humor.
It's in humor.
You
it was
guys
in humor from us.
Were. You guys were, you broke my heart when you made fun of my mom for killing my dog.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Did we kill your dog?
See, this is Kevin
did we?
Being defensive.
Did we kill your dog?
No, of course
no.
You didn't
okay.
kill my dog.
Who killed your dog?
Who put my dog to sleep?
Yes.
My mother.
Okay. Did she tell you?
After it happened. She
right.
didn't warn me.
Uh-huh. And were we involved in that process somehow?
Did we get
to your mom and go, hey, don't tell Lightning you killed his dog?
Did you get my mom on the phone on LA radio and make her cry?
I mean, I hope so. If she put your dog down without telling you.
See, that's the Bean I love right there. That's the Bean I love.
She should cry. She put your dog to sleep without telling you. That's insanity. That happened.
Listen, that was real. Listen. I love you guys. Honestly. I really do. You guys are my older
abusive brothers. Yeah, we got it.
Not saying abusive.
It's gonna hurt to
you
leave.
Know we love you too, right?
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay. Seriously though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him a kiss. How did your mom play it when you got home that day? Did she try to pretend like you guys never had a dog?
No.
What are you talking about?
Remember my dad called you and he was pissed?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Remember you guys would call him No Dog?
Oh, yeah. No Dog. It was his nickname for about 6 months.
Tweeter and everything else. I mean,
we were like, everybody who has a dog, raise your hand. Ooh, not so fast, Lightning.
Oh, my God. I love it. Now, so
do you still have a chip on your shoulder because we made your mom cry? Because the reason I'm asking that is... I'm a mama's boy, and I would hold on to that forever.
No, I'm not holding on to that for that reason.
Okay.
I'm holding it on because I feel I feel, what's the word I'm looking for? Dave,
yeah.
The other people who worked for you didn't get the abuse that I got. And I felt like I contributed.
That's very
the
possible.
Ratio that I contributed to getting stuck with all the gigs and getting poked fun at, like, that was way skewed. Like, I...
So you gave so much to the show, but took so much in return, whereas that isn't true with anybody after you?
Correct.
I think that's probably true.
If what you're saying is true, and I don't have any reason to suspect it's not, I know I speak for Kevin when I say I apologize if we hurt your feelings by doing that. If you don't think we treated you properly, we do genuinely feel bad. It was certainly never our intention to leave scars.
I do, too. And by the way, you have...
I don't believe you, by the way.
No,
I'm serious. I'm being completely sincere.
You know what?
In no way did we mean to, you know, to seriously hurt you or offend you or upset you or not show you the respect that you deserve. In no way.
But I was okay with you doing it because I wanted to impress you guys. Like, that's what my mission. If you guys got better ratings, then you were impressed by my performance.
We're saying we hope you know that we did that stuff. Bean, control your goddamn dog.
I'd love to.
That we did that stuff because we genuinely found it funny and not because we wanted to hurt you.
I do understand that, yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. All right. Can we say goodbye then? Can we leave? can we be done?
Yes, thank you guys very much.
Lightning, we're going to miss you at this radio station.
I'm going to miss everyone here.
Please come by and see us whenever you can.
By the way, Bean, before you disconnect, I really, really appreciate you guys coming on this last episode. I know that this is the first one.
The first and last time.
The first and last time. But it really means a lot to me, and I love you guys.
We're happy to do it, no dog.
You too, man. See you soon.
God damn it.
That was an emotional conversation. There's much more on the B-Team podcast, the latest episode. Dave, I'm glad you're in here as one of the co-hosts of the podcast.
Yeah.
So many people are asking, what's the future of the podcast with Lightning gone?
I think we're going to take a crack at it and keep going. And I think our man, Catherwood, is going to hop in and join us. So now we're going to have all fresh ears on your older crap.
Great. Mm-hmm. There's a going away party for Lightning that everybody is invited to. It is Saturday, March 10th, this Saturday at 8 p.m. And it's at the Slide Bar.
Yeah,
the Slide Bar.
Our home away from home.
And here's Lightning with his message to listeners.
Do you have a message for any of the listeners?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do. This building, these people, you're actually going to make me well up. This is a really special radio station. This is a really... such a great group of people that the things that... It's everyone here is working for something they believe in. There's no one here that's just coming in to collect a paycheck. It was always about passion and wanting to make playing the best music, making the funniest comedy, the most sincere connection with the audience. And I can't thank the K-Rock audience enough for as many stupid blunders as I've made all these years and laughable moments and stuff. They've been really kind. I want to thank everyone here. The list is way too long. Maybe I'll put it on Facebook. There's been so many inspirations in this building from Mr. Weatherby, who's been my mentor, Kevin and Bean, who I love so dearly. You guys...
Feelings mutual.
Yep. It's just an incredible place, and I'm really excited about the future. The wonderful thing is now I get to be, I get to be a fan again. I get, because I started a fan, I will always be a fan. And I want it to continue to be the world famous K-Rock to me forever.
Well, just remember, you're not a fan, dude. You're family.
Huh. Yeah. Thank you.
I quit this bitch.
Dave.
Right?
Sounded like wisdom.
That was some Hallmark S right there.
Yeah, we're getting a little. It was a little long. I was tired, so it kind of hit
wrap
me.
It up.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Allie, what's happening?
You guys, I had an emotional day yesterday.
Oh.
I cried.
And this was different from other days.
I was going to say, I cry a lot.
You do.
But this is like bawling, was not prepared.
Okay.
Didn't think it would hit me this way.
Someone die?
No.
Okay.
No. Disney released the first teaser for Christopher Robin.
Wait, hold on. Are those two stories connected?
Yes.
Okay, so the trailer for Christopher Robin is why you sobbed uncontrollably?
Yes.
Okay.
And apparently... I am not alone because I went to Twitter and people were losing it as well. Here's the thing. It's a live action and a little animation. And Christopher Robin plays, you know who he is. Yeah. Christopher Robin. Mm-hmm. He had Pooh and all the other.
He had Pooh. Christopher Robin.
He's the little boy who's. Father, A.A. Milne, wrote the book Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Okay. And it's all about him and going into the 100-acre wood, and he had Eeyore and Tigger and all of them. Well, he's now a grown man. He's an adult.
Okay.
Played by Ewan McGregor, who's going through a lot in his life. So the trailer starts off with his boss telling him, you have to lay off a ton of people. And he's like, but no, I'm going away with my little girl and my wife. So you see his little girl and his wife drive away, and he's waving, and they're not really paying attention to him because they're upset. They had this big plan. So the trailer picks up with Christopher Robin sitting on a park bench where he hears a very familiar voice. Take it away.
What to do, what to do, what to do. What to do indeed. Pooh? Christopher Robin!
No! You stop it! You stop it right now! Why would you? Why?
I didn't do that. That was Omar. That was Omar. I didn't add anything to that.
God damn it!
I don't know if there's anything else. Can I finish playing?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. It is not for you.
Has Omar soiled it for you?
Omar gets a raise.
Oh, my God. I hate it here. You guys.
What to do, what to do, what to do. What to do indeed. Pooh? Christopher Robin.
I used to think flatulence was something to laugh about. Truth is, 300 million Americans a day expel gas through their anus. To learn more about flatulence, you can visit my ass.
Still with us, Ellie?
So mad.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
You're not disappointed. Don't pull that out.
I usually love farting. I love farting. But might as well mark that down, guys. But in this case, this is very emotional to me. And it's this voice of my childhood. And then you made a fart sound. God damn it. Oh, you can stop cheering in the other room, Omar. I can see you.
He's jumping up and down.
Dick, that's what's happening.
Did you hear the fart just then?
I just don't even.
Are you done?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I'm seeing more Team Omar than I am Team Allie.
It's all Team Omar.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people giving O some support for that. Hey, Psycho Mike, I'm so glad you're in here.
Thank you.
We have a lot of business to accomplish here in the next few minutes, but why don't we start with March Fatness?
Fat, 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 fat,
fat, fat, fat, fat,
fat, fat, fat,
super fat,
super fat,
so fat,
Dave is fat,
Beer Mug's fat,
Dave and Beer Mug are fat. They want to be less fat, so fat. Super fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
Okay. They are fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
We got it.
It's Kevin and Bean's March Fatness.
Okay.
Dave and Beer Mug are super fat, and they want to be less fat, so they're going to do that.
So the plan was...
Did Omar put a fart in there, too?
He sure did. Yeah, the plan was, in the month of March, Dave and Beer Mug are in competition to see who can drop the most LBs by April Foolishness. And the loser has to sing Baby One More Time in the Britney Spears outfit on stage at April Foolishness, okay?
Correct.
Mike, you are the trainer for both. You're impartial. You have no dog in this fight. You're going to help whichever young man comes to you with questions about diet or exercise. You are there as a resource for them. And how do you feel it is going so far?
I feel like it's going pretty well.
Are they paying attention to you at all?
Dave is.
Okay. All right.
Dave sure is. Beer Mug has been eating almost exclusively junk food.
Excellent.
Since March 1st.
Good. And it's like he's trying to gain weight.
Right. And he comes back with an even greater sense of confidence every single time I approach him about the ice cream or the chili burger or the pasta that he eats. This morning, he said these words to me. He's like, yeah, now I'm carbo loading, but you better believe I'm going to come with the fire.
Did he say that?
He said, I'm going to come with the fire. I don't know what the fire is.
Muggs, what does that mean, you're going to come with the fire?
You know, I've been not really taking it like I should have these last 7 days, but the good thing is that there's 25 days left in this competition, and now it's time for me. It's time for the rubber to hit the road, as they say.
I see. So now you're going to start paying attention.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I kind of did this as a throwing Dave off kind of method, sort of. I wanted to make.
Shut up!
You're trying to get in Dave's head by getting him to be overconfident. When he hears about you eating Frosted Flakes, you think he doesn't put his own pedal to the metal like that.
Right. He's like, oh, I could pull off my pedal because Beer Mug's really pulling off his.
You're the Muhammad Ali of fat asses.
Thank you, Mike.
So does this mean no more Frosted Flakes, no more pasta, no more ice cream starting today, Muggs?
You are indeed correct, Bean. Today means we have 25 days exactly until Dave and I get weighed in at April Foolishness.
Right.
Okay.
And that means I go into overdrive right now. Essentially, I'm going to be doing what a UFC fighter does to prep for a fight in terms of cutting weight.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk to anyone that's not Beer Mug.
Yeah. I have to give Dave credit. He has been coming to me with different foods. He'll bring packages of stuff that he has at home.
Oh,
he's like,
will.
What do you think about this?
What kind of stuff do you need to know, Dave?
Just like what type of stuff to eat. Like I got these crackers that are really high in fiber, and I wanted to know if that was okay. And I showed them to Mike, and Mike thought it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Dave had chicken and broccoli last night for dinner. Even took a picture of it to show everybody. I mean, show Beer Mug.
Because,
ice cream.
Yeah, because he had ice cream. So.
That's good.
Dave, are you exercising?
No.
You're trying to do it all with diet.
Well, right now. That's one of the questions I had for Mike was, you know, I work long hours here. So what can I do around the office that can count as exercise or may help me?
Yeah. Run around?
Just
down the hall.
Jump rope in the office. There's a guy, Pavel Tatsulin, from Russia, and he's like a world-famous kind of strength and conditioning guy.
Love him.
And he came up with this idea of greasing the groove, which means instead of having like an hour workout where you go to the gym for a concentrated amount of time, you do 25-minute workouts throughout the day. So, stop what you're doing after 30 minutes of work. Go for a walk around the station. Do 20 push-ups, every half hour, or, something like that. That is, I don't know if it's necessarily ideal, but it is effective.
If Dave is switching up his diet so much right now, is it okay for maybe the first week if he's just hardcore on the diet because he's not going to have that energy to work out? Maybe take it easy for that first week and then start making a workout happen.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it's optimal, but I will say that I pointed out to Kevin last week when we were picking on Beer Mug about it that if one thing has to go by the wayside, it certainly should be exercise in comparison to diet.
Yeah.
Diet is far more important than exercise.
What I really care about is, are you going to make fun of me if you see me doing push-ups in the hallway?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're going to be getting in better shape.
Yeah,
wants to get in better shape.
I hear you. And people always ask me the question about, like, preparing food and stuff, and they're like, aren't my coworkers going to make fun of me when I bring in my food in a Tupperware and it's like, steamed chicken breast and things like that?
The answer's yes.
I go, maybe, but aren't people in general going to make fun of you for being fat? I mean, what's the alternative?
That's a good point.
And
Mike, I want to ask you this question, and we're going to open up the phones for the Psycho Body like we do from time to time here on the Kevin Bean Show. If you have a diet or exercise question for Mike Catherwood, he is not a doctor, by the way.
No.
But you can call and ask at 1-800-520-1067. in general, the best way to go about getting healthy or even losing weight is not to do it as fast as possible. I mean, these are extraordinary circumstances because we have a competition going on until the end of the month. But the average person shouldn't try to lose as much weight as they can in a month, right? They should have something that's sustainable so they can lose weight slowly over a long period of time.
Absolutely, Bean. I mean, sustainability is a crucial factor to dieting and to health in general. And oftentimes it's so overlooked because people are trying to get ready for their wedding in 40 days or get ready for summer in 30 days. And the reality is that you should look at it as a process, not as as something that has a finish line. But in situations like this, you can cut corners a little bit to accelerate the process. But it is certainly not recommended. I mean, okay. If you're just talking about weight loss, watch Survivor. Those people lose like 40 pounds.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
I don't recommend it, you know.
No. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. That's the number here at K-Rock. You can call us. If you can't call us, you can text us your questions for Mike. A quick break. We'll come back with the Psycho Body and your questions next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
1-800-520-1067. From time to time, we like to give you the opportunity to ask your diet and exercise questions of our good friend Mike Hathaway. We call it the Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
We've got some great questions on hold, some great texts coming in, but why don't we get started with our man Anthony. He's on line 4, please, calling us from Anaheim, of all places, with a question for Mike Catherwood.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Are you on line 1 or on line 4 there, Kevin?
I'm on line 4.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. I had a question about intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Is it good? Does
yes.
it work?
I am a big fan and a big proponent. It's far
what
too...
is it?
Intermittent fasting means to restrict your eating into a set period. Some people fast for an entire day, then they eat the next day. I really like Martin Burkhan of leangains.com. That's leangains.com. He has an idea of 16-hour fasting with an 8-hour eating window.
For the full 8 hours,
right? You can as long as you still regulate the amount that you're eating. It's obviously not a free pass to eat whatever you want, but there is a lot of ample and conclusive scientific proof that there's tremendous health benefits, longevity benefits, and metabolic.
Are you talking about
benefits.
Doing that every day or every
yes.
once in a while?
Yes, I do. I mean, I don't eat here. If you guys ever notice, I don't eat till well after getting home from work, and then I cut off my eating about 7 o'clock at night.
I'm not a fan of you.
Okay.
You show
interesting.
Off a lot.
All right,
Mike is a personal trainer, but go ahead and double check his information someplace else.
Let's go to Jesse, line 2, please. Hacienda Heights. This is a very commonly asked question, and I don't know that most people ever remember the answer, Mike. So let's hit it again.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, good morning. So I had a question. So I lose a lot of weight in like a little bit of time. Like I could lose like maybe 20, 30 pounds in within a month, but I plateau. So should I change my diet up or eating more? Like, should I go vegan or like I'm trying to lose an extra more 30?
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen by just simply changing up the components of what you eat. That's going to be, you know, going down. Like, first off, don't do that.
Is there a natural plateau?
Oh, of course. Okay. Weight loss comes with a plateau. The heavier you are, the farther away that plateau is going to be.
Okay.
But first off, don't do that. I mean, don't lose 30 pounds in a month and then you won't hit your plateau so easily. I mean, like being pointed out last break, the sustainability, the idea of looking at the long term is probably better off. But since you're there, you got to take into consideration maybe upping your volume of training. If you're working out, you got to work out a little bit more. If you're restricting calories, you're unfortunately going to have to restrict that a little bit more. Do it judiciously. 500 calories maybe for a little bit and see how that works out for you. And also, every 3 or 4 weeks, this isn't every 3 or 4 days, every 3 or 4 weeks, up the amount that you eat, give yourself a nice cheat day or, you know, up the carbs and the calories to reset that metabolic stress that you're putting on yourself. But you're going to have to, unfortunately, cut corners a little more.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to ask you about the cheat day, Mike, because I hear people use that term a lot. Is a cheat day just having a milkshake, or is a cheat day just it's Tuesday and I've decided I can eat whatever I want all day long today and it's going to be a pizza followed by a banana split?
That's what people make it out to be.
That cheat day is just a day for me.
That's Kevin's day. But in reality, yes. I mean, it should be maybe one meal or two meals you have
that are normal.
The pizza and the hamburgers and the milkshake that you've been craving. Now, to have an entire pizza and then wash it down with two milkshakes, that's what a lot of people end up doing with their quote-unquote cheat days. That's not cheat days. That's gluttony. That's self-punishment. And really regulate what you do. But I do think that, you know, every couple weeks, a cheat day is important and is a real thing.
All right, let me ask you a couple of great text questions here. And same number, 1-800-520-1067. This one's from Ben in the 626. I noticed that Mike always says egg whites only. Can you ask him what is wrong with the yolks?
Well, I've never, ever said that. So by saying always, it's a good thing.
You've said a lot, though.
Egg whites are an incredibly good low-fat protein. And there are certain times when you want to digest something really quickly that egg whites are fantastic. That is not all the time. In fact, it's very infrequent. It's going to be post-workout, maybe right when you wake up if you're eating after, sleeping all night and not having anything in your system. Throughout all the rest of the day, I prefer whole eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of healthy fats there, a lot of folic acid, things that you can't get out of just the egg white. But in certain situations, an egg white is great.
From the 626, Brad Covina, if I'm walking about 12 to 15,000 steps a day, working out at the gym about an hour a day, what's the right amount of calories I need to intake daily I don't crash or starve myself? A lot of people have a lot of trouble figuring out that number that they should be shooting for calories.
It's an impossible question to answer. It takes real invested kind of effort into each single person. What Brad, I believe his name was, his caloric intake is going to be wildly different than what my recommended caloric intake is. It's wildly different than Chip, who's a small female. So you got to devote, honestly, like 2 or 3 weeks to monitoring exactly how much you're eating and seeing how your body reacts to it. And then you adjust from there.
One more. Jeff, 323. Is drinking a gallon of water daily a factor to contribute to weight loss?
Yeah, it helps. For one, it helps impurities get out of your body, but also it makes you full. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is a very effective, very healthy appetite suppressant. I mean, there's a lot of ways to suppress your appetite that are very unhealthy. Drinking a lot of water is a great way to do it.
Would you be willing to, do you have time to maybe answer some other texts from people that we didn't have time to get to on the air if
Absolutely.
We text them in?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, what's the number? 1-800-520-1067. Great questions from the audience. Thank you, Mike. Good job. Psycho Body.
Thanks, man.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
All right, let's turn our attention to Russia, you guys. Vladimir Putin. By the way, I felt like it was a huge story for like 20 minutes last week when the president of Russia came out and said something about having some sort of new weapon that could knock Florida off the map and we couldn't do anything about it. And people were like, oh, that's bad. And then I kind of never heard anything about it. Whatever happened with that, Allie? Yep. Does he have missiles pointed at the U.S. now?
Sure.
He has. I'll let you guys know because I'm reading the article. He has new underwater nuclear. He calls them drones because they're unmanned.
Oh, no, okay. I know about that. I'm just saying this is on the heels of him having rockets, that he can launch at any moment to America. And I was just thinking, what is going on with him? What's with the big buildup all of a sudden of all these war weapons?
They want to be stronger than us.
Okay. All right. So tell me about these drones.
They're able to deploy missiles with a power of 100 megatons, which is 6,500 times more than the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima.
Oh.
And they're unmanned. And he's come out now. President Vladimir Putin is asking the public to name them. To name the underwater drones, submarine drones.
Do they need names?
Apparently they do.
Well, remember in England, they had us name that boat, and it was Bodie McBoatface.
Right. And one of the first ones that came in for Vladimir Putin was Nuki McDroneface. So it's pretty much the same thing.
I think we're at the point in the 21st century where you could no longer go to the public with any kind of help for naming anything. But we wanted to find out what is the thought behind this, and how is the competition going to name these new underwater nuclear drones? So I believe Dave has lined up direct from the Kremlin. I think we have Vladimir Putin on the line. Hello, Mr. President.
Good morning. I hope you're having a terrible day.
Well, actually, we're doing okay. Things are pretty good here in America for us right now.
No, they're not. You're weak and spineless. Your life is filled with decadence and nothing. Superficial and crap.
Okay. Wow, I was feeling pretty good until just now. But hey, what's going on with you trying to name your underwater drones? I thought that was a curious thing for the Kremlin to announce.
Well, in typical socialist style, I want to share everything with my people. Everything my people have, they share with me.
I don't think that's even true 1%.
So I decided to name my new fantastic missile system from drone underwater by having suggestion sent in to me. Oh, here's one right now.
Okay.
The Nukes of Hazard.
That's well, a pretty good one.
I like Shut that better than Droney McDroney face.
I was very motivated by Droney McDroney face. I was jealous of that. Oh, here we go. Nuke Skywalker.
That's good.
The Dalai Bama.
Oh, dear.
Wow, you're getting some good ones.
Nuke of Earl. Satan's Boner.
Oh,
Satan's Boner. Not as funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Nuke that it is.
There it is.
Things that make you go boom.
All right, sure.
This one coming in from Tarzana, California.
Oh.
Hooves. Who would name something that? That's crazy. Oh, you Americans and your sense of humor, huh?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie, Wednesday morning, what's happening?
Do you have what it takes to appear on the Gong Show?
Yeah, I can be bad at lots of different things and get gonged off the stage.
Well, there you go. They are looking for singers, dancers, comedy acts, performers, ages 9 and up, hilarious characters with a great feat or skill, some family acts, prop comics. You have a special hobby, a shocking act, a real showstopper?
Armenian comedian.
Not the Armenian. It says right here,
it's
except
perfect.
The Armenian
it's
comedian.
For the Armenian
no, it says
comedian.
Right here in the press release. Hmm. There is an open casting call. That is Saturday on March 24th at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Again, open casting call to be on the Gong Show Saturday, March 24th at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Auditions will begin at 9 a.m. But Allie, what if I'm listening and I can't make it to Flappers on Saturday, March 24th? A fourth. I don't live in town. Well, don't worry. You can upload a video submission of your act and complete the online application at www.gongshowcasting.com. Gongshowcasting.com. What if one of our listeners makes it onto the Gong Show?
That would be awesome.
That would be huge. Also awesome, when
I'm
you're...
I'm the best hair comedian teller, and mm-mm. I can't say these jokes on the air, but I would have said better jokes than you have never heard from me yet.
Flappers, the 24th. Back to you.
So an orthodontist posted this on his Tumblr page, which I respect an orthodontist with a Tumblr.
That's an odd.
But he wrote, one of my patients came in for an emergency visit because she snapped the wire on her retainer watching the movie when Michael B. Jordan took his shirt off. Talking about Black Panther. She clenched her teeth so effing hard she snapped it. That's the funniest S ever to me. This tiny 17-year-old girl thirsting so damn hard she busted steel. So, somebody from a Marvel fan site saw this on Tumblr, reposted it on Twitter, and that's when young Sophia saw it. And she's like, wait, that girl is me.
Oh, no.
That's my orthodontist Tumblr.
Oh, no.
So she literally clenches her teeth so hard when Michael B. Jordan takes off his shirt that she snapped her retainer and broke it. Well, of course, that went viral. Michael B. Jordan then chimes in. Hey, since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainer, let me know if I can replace him.
That's
How
nice.
Much do we love him? But seriously, Michael B. Jordan with his shirt off? I busted something, too. I don't... What?
These nuts, bitch.
Hey, you guys. Sad news for NME. If you like their print edition, it's closing down their print edition, killing it, after 66 years. But it's still going to exist online, so that's good.
Is that pretty much what's going to happen to all magazines?
Pretty much, and it's shocking that it lasted 66 years.
Yep.
But they're going to keep a sporadic presence in print with special issues, such as its paid-for series, NME Gold. And they said in this article, to cater for music stars' appetite for appearing in a printed product. So, okay. Essentially, we're going to keep that just so, you know, musicians... get their
egos
stroked.
By the way, New Musical Express, Enemy, has been around forever, as Ellie said. They've been giving it away the last two or three years.
Is that right?
Yeah, they couldn't sell it on the newsstand anymore. No one would buy it, so they just gave it away. But the circulation got so big as a free giveaway that they were able to sell a lot more advertising. That's kind of what kept them sustainable the last couple of years, but now even that's run out.
Huh.
It's hard out there for anyone trying to make it in print, for sure.
It is. Said that for years. It is true. When I saw this tweet yesterday, I could not click on it fast enough. Here is the tweet. John Travolta will play Fred Durst in a movie directed by the Limp Bizkit frontman.
What?
John Travolta will play Fred Durst in a movie directed by the Limp Bizkit frontman.
What?
Go on.
But then it was deleted.
Oh.
And I was like, what? But here's why it was deleted. He's not playing Fred Durst. However, filming is underway in Alabama on a thriller called Moose, starring John Travolta with Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst directing the movie. And it's based on Fred Durst's own life. And he co-wrote it with a man named Dave Beckerman. And Travolta is playing the title character, a rabid movie fan obsessed with his favorite celebrity action hero, portrayed by Devon Sawa. So, he's going to play a stalker of Fred Durst, a story inspired by a real-life fan who stalked Durst years ago.
You think Durst is just like, I want people to know that I had a stalker at one point.
You're awful. Oh, but a little bit. Yeah. That might be what this whole thing is.
Right?
It's a vanity project just to say, hey, people used to dig me.
Right.
Stalking's not funny, kids.
No.
Don't do it.
Making fun of Fred Durst is sort of funny, though.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Good times. Some birthdays for you. Actor Bryan Cranston. Actress Laura Prepon. This is my first birthdays I'm getting through.
Yeah, true.
Because you keep quitting during what's happening.
I did walk out. In the 5 a.m. what's happening, and then the 6 a.m. what's happening, you guys broke my heart.
I mean, no, you're
in a
too
way
sad to
that
continue.
I wasn't prepared
but
for.
But should you really continue if John Travolta's not playing Fred Durst?
You know what? You're right. Just for my mental health,
right.
I don't want to wish anyone a happy birthday because I am broken.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
All right, we need some help here, kids. From time to time, we do a Kevin and Bean scientific survey. This is where we need you to vote on something for us. We're split apart. This topic is tearing our show apart, and we need you, the listener, to decide on how we should proceed next. So you give us a call right now. We can't tell you what the topic is. You have to wait and hear it on the air. 1-800-520-1067. If you want to vote and have it count to help us out, call right now. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. Radio.com. Radio. Radio.com.
Do we have our scientific survey jury on hold ready to go?
We do.
Okay, so we asked folks to call in without revealing what the topic is because we didn't want any kind of self-selection going on. We didn't want somebody to call in who had an opinion on what the subject was that was going to be discussed because we want them to be open-minded jurors hearing the evidence all at the same time together. I present to you our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico. Hey, King.
Hey, man. How's it going?
You brought up something in the meeting yesterday that we had a spirited debate on, could not come to a conclusion, and that's why we are going to our listeners for a decision. Why don't you bring us all up to speed?
Well, I got this wacky pitch. You know, I get all these pitches for gas and stuff like that, and I brought it to you guys because it was so out there that I didn't know if I should pitch it or not pitch it.
Oh, pitch it. Pitch away.
So it's a real-life vampire
yes.
who drinks half a gallon of human blood
in.
A month.
In. Let's talk to her. Next.
Go on.
Yeah, so it's just, it's the tale of a woman named Julia Dark Rose Caples who feeds on her fiancé.
So she drinks her fiancé's blood.
Yes.
By the way, she's 50. He's never marrying her.
No, he's
fiancé. Come on.
So
why
yes.
does she? Why does she
is there
do
an
it?
Argument?
Does she claim? Does she claim to be like need blood to survive? Does she think she is an actual vampire?
She
from
thinks
literature?
She's a vampire,
but yes. she's not.
But she is not a vampire. No,
right. That's why we talked to her. How then is everyone not on the same page here?
Because she's either crazy or she's an attention whore, Kevin. That's why. because we either would be having a mentally ill woman on to mock, or we would be just be feeding her her addiction to fame.
I'm fine with all of the above.
I just, why would we want to talk
because
to this woman?
She's a vampire.
But she's not a vampire.
But vampire.
When I drink blood, it's an explosion of sexual energy and sexuality. I mean, combine the energy of sex with the blood drinking.
Right.
Ooh.
Right?
By the way,
I'm listening.
Allie's listening.
Ooh. By the way, Allie, this 50-year-old who drinks blood has a fiance.
How dare you? How dare? Well, it's because he's got no energy. He's completely depleted. He can't leave.
That's probably
but true. I mean, like,
it's just an empty body.
He's too weak to get up and walk to the door.
If she's biting him, how much? How's she getting the blood? Like in a large volume?
I don't think she's biting him.
She's a vampire.
I think she's
that's
bogus.
How they do
that's,
it.
That's. I think
no.
She's,
she's saying she drinks blood. I think she probably takes it out with like a needle. Or see that maybe this is why we need her on.
That's
just to answer
I'm
some
saying.
Questions. I've got questions.
Are you a yes on crazy
I
vampire
feel
lady?
Like I'm leaning towards
oh
it.
Oh my God, I've lost Allie. Come on, have some sense, people.
Come on, no. She's crazy. She's a vampire.
She's whack. She's a wackadoodle, as Allie
all
said.
Right. Yeah. Listeners have heard both sides of the argument here, the right side and then what Dave is saying. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to the phones for Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
All right, just before we go to the phones, I want to play one clip real quick.
Are you trying to sway the jury?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, this is last-minute evidence that was not approved ahead of the trial, by the way.
Here's Vampire Lady.
I just had a blood burp. Excuse me. I just burped blood.
All right, I'm
that's
back
actually
out.
Her.
I'm back out.
You're back
yeah.
out, right?
She's, wait, yeah, she's crazy.
She's a moron.
I lost you on that one? Oh.
Blood
oh wow. That went
all right, so we decided a long time ago, because we're mathematicians, that if you could settle any discussion, any argument with just five calls, right? Five calls is representative of the entire audience. So the first yes for three votes is the way we're going to go on talking to this nut job on the show. So who's our first juror, Kevin?
First, we have Garrett in Mission Hills. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for holding on and listening closely to the evidence.
I have to say I've had nightmares about agreeing with Bean, but I have to say, as riveting as it sounds, this lady is just looking for attention, and there's no way you should let her on the radio.
Thank you very
good
much,
man.
Garrett.
Good man, Garrett.
So I'm putting you down for a yes?
He's a very strong no because he's a very smart man. Okay. Garrett, thank you so much for listening, sir. We appreciate it. That is one in the correct column.
All right. Let's go to Leo in Paris. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I don't know.
Leo, if you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, do you want to hear us talking to Julia Caples about drinking blood?
How is this even a topic? That's a hell yes.
Yes! That's my question. How are we not all on the same page? Nice work, Leo.
All right, so we are 1-1 so far.
All right, let's
people
go to Matt in Huntington Beach. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We are good.
You know,
what do you think, you Matt? Know, your vote is very important.
Well, I'm aware of that, and I don't normally agree with Bean. And I still don't agree with Bean. Absolutely better off.
Another yes. Well done.
These plot twists.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster, right, so it's these conversations.
Two yes, one no.
Yep.
I'm not feeling good about where we're going here at all.
Come on, don't make me talk to a freaking lady who sucks blood.
Let's talk to her.
Or claims to, by the way.
Yeah.
Or claims
to. Tony in Baldwin Park. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing, Kevin
good.
Bean?
You're our
don't
fourth
don't let me down here, Tony.
You're our fourth juror. What do you think?
Well, I'll be quite honest. I've been listening to K-Rock for a long time, man, and that's a subject I definitely never, never, ever want to hear on the radio.
Good man, Tony.
All right.
Good man, Tony. Tony sounds like a very smart man. I appreciate the call. All right, so this
is what... do you think he'd listen on KLOS?
Maybe.
This is what...
Maybe he wants it on that station.
Shut up, Heidi. This is what sucks. Because now the entire future of the Kevin and Bean Show, at least as it relates to this one interview, is on one person's shoulders. We are deadlocked at 2-2.
Oh, wow.
Angela in Riverside is the person who gets to decide what the rest of us
come
do
on,
and
Angela.
Listen to.
Angela?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Save the listeners.
Absolutely.
Save us.
What do you think, Angela? You've heard the discussion. You have an opinion?
I do have an opinion, and my opinion is that I have heard hundreds of different interviews that you guys have done over the years. And you guys have never done a vampire. So I want to go
with
the vampire
thing. No!
Let me just remind you. Let me just remind you, the last vampire you had in here, you kicked him out of the studio, Kevin.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that again.
Okay.
Angela. That was Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
We have Adam Carolla coming up in a few minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, we have to take care of some business. We promised we were giving away tickets to the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, Microsoft Theater, March 31st, our big evening of comedy. And thank you again to everybody who sold that show out in just a couple of days. Proceeds going to some tremendous charities. And we promised we'd be giving them out in Anaheim, and our man Beer Mug is out on the street with the Kevin and Bean janky van. Let's check back in with him and see how it's been going. Hey, Mugs.
Guys, I've had a great breakfast so far. Low carbs, low sugar. This is amazing.
I don't believe it for a second.
Mm-mm. This is weird. You know, we were talking earlier about the March Fatness competition between Muggs and Dave. They're seeing who can lose the most weight by April Foolishness. And we felt like Muggs was not even trying because he's been, you know, living on hot Cheetos for the past few days. But today it seems like someone flipped a switch and he's in killer mode right now.
I don't know. Is that true, Muggs, or are you lying?
Today is the first day of the rest of my successful life.
How much weight do you plan to lose before the 31st, Muggs?
However this crazy diet and exercise regimen will allow me. I hear if you stop eating sugars and grains and carbs altogether, mixed with healthy exercise, I hear weight just falls off people. So however much it will allow me.
All right. Well, you only need to lose one more pound than the King of Mexico to win this competition. So good luck to you. All right, let's take care of that business. A lot of folks stopped by to see you in Anaheim this morning?
I'd say we got over at least 100 entries in our Enter to Win box. It was quite impressive, the people to come out and show us love. And they really want to go to the show. So, and they wanted to take a picture of the van. More importantly.
Oh, they wanted to meet the van? Cool.
They did.
Stop saying meet the van.
All right. How does this work, Kevin? Do we have the number? Do we have
we
to
have
call the person?
Person on hold already.
Oh, we've already made
wow.
the call.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes all the surprise and all the fun out of the conversation. What happened to calling the person and then telling the good news?
The King of Mexico happened to it.
Jesus Christ.
God.
All right. Now I don't even care.
Hey, Ernie.
Hello?
Hello, Ernie.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean.
How you guys doing?
Is good. This bad time for you, Ernie?
No, good.
Big surprise?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Hey, tell me about going down and meeting the Muggs this morning. He's super fat, right?
I wouldn't say super fat, but...
Did you bring him food?
Some work.
He's a piece
I did
of
not.
Work.
What did you think of the Kevin and Bean janky van and the outstanding paint job that our man Kevin put on it?
I mean, it looked like you guys dropped off at a preschool, but...
Exactly what we were going for. Thank you.
You know us so well. All right. Well, by now, there's no surprise, but you know you have won tickets to the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness at the Microsoft Theater March 31st. Have you been to one of the Foolishness shows before, Ernie?
I have not.
Oh, you love it so much.
Do you love stand-up comedy or some of these acts, people you are interested in seeing?
Yeah, definitely. I live by the Irvine Improv, so we try to go as much as possible.
Oh, right. Awesome. Okay. Well, be sure to say hi to us when we see you there on that night and have a great time. Thanks for stopping by this morning. Thanks for listening to K-Rock. We really appreciate it, Ernie.
Awesome. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Ernie, this is important, too. Hug Bean when you see him. He loves it.
How dare you?
Definitely.
Thank you. How dare you?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
I try to stay current. Would mm-hmm. you say that I generally have an idea of what's going on in the world?
More than anyone I've ever met.
I pay attention, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my friends, I kind of know what their projects are, what they're working on.
You keep up with everyone, yeah.
Imagine my surprise when I'm flipping around to see what's new. I keep waiting for The Last Jedi to become available on demand. I never saw The Last Jedi, and I know soon it's going to be on my DirecTV. I'm going to get a chance to see it. Every week I go and check to see if The Last Jedi is available. So mm-hmm. far, no. But I did see a movie that I had never heard of available on demand this weekend. And Adam Carolla's big old face is featured on the ad for it. And it's called Poop Talk.
And you didn't, what?
Of course I didn't. No, there's a movie called Poop Talk. So I went on to Rotten Tomatoes. It has an 86%.
What?
Poop Talk is apparently great, by the way. And then I started seeing that Rob Corddry was in it, and Nikki Glaser and Pete Holmes come out on the On Johnny, and all these people that we love. And I thought, how did we never know about Poop Talk, Adam Carolla?
I wanted to call the movie Shoot the Ass, but they didn't want to go that blue or that brown with it. Let me tell you, you guys know how this works. I had no idea I was in that movie. I'd never heard of that movie. I have zero recollection of that movie. The Sklar brothers came by my studio a year and a half ago when we were done doing the podcast. They said, could you sit down for 20 minutes and tell a story about poop? I said, we have to limit it to just 20 minutes. And they said, yes. And I sat down and told the story about poop and then completely washed my mind of it. And then a year and a half later, they came back and said, you were great in our movie.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. And Dr. Drew is in it, too, by the way.
Yeah. He's a guy who talks with all the colon action that's going on.
Sure. With him,
there's a lot of hot poop talk.
I guess so.
I've never been just accidentally in a movie. That's never happened to me.
Have you seen it, Adam? Do you agree with the reviews, the 86% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes? Is something you would recommend to your fans and to our listeners?
I would. I have no.
He hasn't
I have
seen
not
it.
Seen it.
Right.
I have not seen it. I was told by the Sklar brothers that I was a hit in their movie, but I still have not seen
All
it.
All right. Now, before we move on to your upcoming appearances, because you've got some great stuff going on, as always, how was your experience this year writing for the Academy Awards? Fun time?
It was great being part of the Academy Awards. And by the way, look for Poop Talk for best documentary.
Sure.
Move over, Kobe.
Somehow I got that.
A new sheriff in town. It was great, except for one slight problem, which is I had contracted months earlier to play an Indian casino in Sacramento on Saturday. So
you called in sick to
that. No, we didn't have anything going. We had rehearsal, and then I went to the casino, and then I showed. It wasn't a scheduling problem. It was more emotional than that, Kevin. When you're hanging around with Jimmy and you're sitting in the Kodak Theater and you're chilling with Eddie Vedder,
right.
And you have to sprint out of there to go to Squanto's retreat and tell jokes for 90 minutes and get some casino bucks so you can have a free ambrosia salad and then come back to the Oscars the next day. It's a sharp contrast in career trajectory.
Yeah, that's that's emotional whiplash right
but
there.
But it's also a good opportunity to see where you are and where in a different alternate reality you might have ended up full-time, Adam. At least you were able to come back to Hollywood and be the golden boy the next day.
The sad thank you, Bean. The weirdest part about playing the Indian casino is when you're done, you go out front for an hour and you sign autographs for everyone who waits around, which is awesome, except for you look up at the marquee and you see who's coming next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand there every time and I go, Eddie Money's playing this? What happened? That guy had a career. And then I start feeling bad for Eddie Money or Pablo Cruz. And I start looking at these poor guys, and then I go, wait a minute, I played here tonight.
Yes, you're that guy too. You're in the Eddie Money fame group.
Did you at any point, Adam, talk to the crowd and say, you know what, I'd love to stay all night, but I got to get back to the Oscars?
I should have dropped that bomb, Kevin. I should have.
All right,
so
listen.
It was awesome. I got to stand around in Eddie Vedder's dressing room and talk to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was great. He was great on the show, too, by the way.
He was, yeah.
Adam Carolla's on the phone. You can get all the information at adamcarolla.com about his upcoming appearances in podcasts. I know you have a regular podcast taping on the 21st of April at the Esports Arena in Santa Ana. As usual, adamcarolla.com to buy those tickets. But you're doing something that's at least new to me that I'm not aware of. March 15th at the Oxnard Levity Live, something called Basic Cable Commentary. What's this all about, Ace Man?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while, but not live, which is taking a horrible film like Red Dawn or Stallone's Cobra.
You take it back. Those are both gems.
Oh, I love them. Don't get me. Don't. I've not seen. I've seen Red Dawn 128 times.
Okay.
I wrote for the Oscars and haven't seen Phantom Thread yet, and will never see it.
So, right.
That's where I'm at.
Gotcha.
Don't worry. You have an ally.
All right, good.
And I sit down and do what I do at home when I watch one of those movies, which is I break them down as I go. It's basically Mystery Science Theater 2000 with Adam up on stage live.
Oh, that's fun. So you get to see the movie and also hear the Adam Carolla commentary at the same time from the comfort of your seat there at the Oxnard Levity Live. That sounds like a fun night.
Yes, and you can get there at 6 o'clock, get there early. We're doing an Endless Rant IPA, and we got the new lager, so we're doing a tasting right next door. And we're doing a party after the show next door, too. So come on out, get there early, stay, have a few cold ones, and we'll do the show.
Sounds like a big night. And you got Eddie Money playing the party after, right?
That's right. Him and Pablo Cruz.
AdamCarolla.com is where you want to go for all the podcasts and live appearances. Some great stuff coming up from the Ace Man. Hey, thanks for joining us. As always, a pleasure to catch up, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Hey, time for one more What's Happening, Allie?
What's happening is if you're sitting at a LA Sparks game, and you see Jack White come out to do the national anthem, and you don't know that Jack White, you know, he's in Tenacious D. I'm talking about Jack Black, by the way.
I was wondering if we were going to make that correction.
Jack White.
I was going to let you go as long as you wanted to, by the way.
Jack White has joined Tenacious D. That's what this story is.
That's
all right.
Big news.
Take two. You're sitting at a Sparks game.
Yes.
And you see Jack Black come out to do the anthem.
Right.
You're thinking, oh, no.
Like what, another movie star trying to sing?
Or is he going to, you know, make a joke out of this? You don't quite get it. You don't know that he is an accomplished singer.
Is he going to Fergie it up?
Yeah. You have no idea that he has a phenomenal voice. And here's just a taste of what they experienced at the game.
So different from when he was in the White Stripes.
Very different.
That's Jack White.
That's Jack White.
This is Jack Black.
And thank you, Omar, for not putting a fart sound in that. I appreciate that. This story just cracks me up. An orthodontist wound up posting on Tumblr about a patient that had to come in after watching the movie Black Panther. That's funny in itself because an orthodontist has a Tumblr that people are paying attention to. But he posted, one of my patients came in for an emergency visit. She had snapped the wire on her retainer watching the movie when Michael B. Jordan took off his shirt. She clenched her teeth so effing hard she snapped it. That is the funniest S ever to me. This tiny 17-year-old girl thirsting so damn hard she busted steel. Well, cut to somebody seeing that on Tumblr, making a post about it. It then goes on Twitter. It then goes viral. And his sweet 17-year-old patient, Sophie, sees it. And she tweets, wait, that girl is me. That's my orthodontist Tumblr. Oh, my God.
Do you admit
mortified.
That?
She's mortified.
Okay.
But then they both get a tweet from Michael B. Jordan, who says, since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainers, let me know if I can replace them. So things are all right now. Things are looking good.
I would assume
so. She did wind up tweeting, great, forever I'm going to be the thirsty teenager that busted her retainer. Aw, sweet, sweet girl. If you haven't heard and you love NME, don't worry. It's still going to exist online, but they are closing down the print edition of NME after 66 years.
That's a pretty good run, by the way, for a magazine. Run. 66 runs. 66 years, rather.
Absolutely. But don't worry. You can still see it online. It is one of the best. And Barbie is launching 14 new dolls in the likeness of modern-day role models, including gold medal snowboarding champion Chloe Kim, Wonder Woman filmmaker Patty Jenkins, and conservationist Mindy Irwin. I like it. I don't hate it.
All right. That was Mindy Irwin?
Mindy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the company is also introducing the Inspiring Women Doll Series, which is going to feature aviator Amelia Earhart, painter Frida Kahlo, and mathematics pioneer Katherine Johnson, who, if you saw the movie Hidden Figures, it was a lot about Katherine Johnson. Just an amazing, amazing woman from NASA.
There are thousands of different Barbie dolls now, right?
There really are, yeah.
If you're a collector, you're broke.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people who go out and buy one of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And Barbie's just, it seems like they're coming out with new ones every week.
They're trying to kill people, Bean.
Yep.
I think that's the takeaway. They are trying to disrupt families, have no food on the table.
I don't think
you're
so.
Going to lose your home.
Just trying to make a little money.
Is that the takeaway?
No.
No? All right. Some birthdays for you. Actor Bryan Cranston, actress Laura Prepon, actress Jenna Fischer, comedian Wanda Sykes, Rachel Weisz, and Peter Sarsgaard. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. This is a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have What's Up with Florida. We got a brand-new internet roundup. We have Jim Rome on sports. We've got your April Foolishness tickets. And it's International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm. So Allie gets the day off?
So we're going to play.
Yay!
Nope. We're going to play all music from female-led bands.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
How about that?
So your Garbage and your Hole and your No Doubt and Paramore, maybe some Blondie.
Sure.
Like it. Dig it.
Heart?
Yep.
Yes or no, Heart?
No.
Probably not.
We'll decide between now and then, but if you'd like to request some, you can do that on our social media as well. But tomorrow morning, all female-led bands. And that is tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.